Okay, so to finish answering that question for you, dumb genius number one, I did my research and I made sure. Now, you know, when you start an IP or you're trying to come up with a name for an IP or a name for your movie, or at least what I did was, you know, I did my research and, you know, nowadays it's just like, you know, it's just like starting a business, right? Like when you start a business, you want to try to make sure that nobody else has that name, right? Before you get the ball rolling, right? And so that's pretty much what I did. Very, very similar in nature. I did all my research and nobody had that name. I knew going into this for sure that nobody had the name. It was very unique. And so I looked at nowadays, since everything's online, right? Like, you know, a lot of businesses use like social media. They have social media handles or anything, or you know, they have an online presence of some sort now, right? Just about every business. And so I made sure that there was like no social media handle. There was, you know, hang on 1 second. Here goes another car. Okay, so that's pretty much what I did. Okay, it's just like starting a business, that's all. You just wanted to make sure that nobody had the name, and I knew nobody had the name. Okay, I did all my research, nobody had the name. And so I wasn't, hang on 1 second. Okay, so that's pretty much it on that front. Okay, let's go ahead and do another question here. Okay, let's see here. So, all right. So this next question here is from Dumb Genius Number Two. Dumb Genius Number Two asks, "How did you come up with a name for the protagonist?" Oh, okay. That's another good question, Dumb Genius Number Two. Okay. So the way what I did was very similar to what I did with the IP. You know, you do your research and stuff like that. But I didn't want to spend too much time coming up with a name. I knew that the protagonist, I knew I wanted to name the protagonist. It's got to start with a Z, okay? It's got to start with a Z, okay? So I didn't want something that was a little too common, okay? But I also didn't want to spend too much time coming up with a name for the protagonist. And so basically what I did is I sort of just went down a list of a bunch of names that started with a Z. And that name, Z-A-N-I, sort of came up right at the top, as you can imagine, right? If everything's in alphabetical order, that would come up, you know, at the top, right? Z-A, okay? And so I did my research, and sure enough, nobody had the name. There was only one search result that came up for that name, and I think it said, that search result said that it was a baby boy's name. And so I said, well, that's good enough for me, right? Because the character, the protagonist, throughout its entirety, is a male character, okay? Sorry for those of you who are hoping that, you know, maybe the character transitions into maybe a female character at some point. That's not going to happen, okay? It stays male throughout its entirety, okay? But that's pretty much it with that front. I didn't spend too much time coming up with that. No, I just wanted to make sure that, like, once again, that there was no social media handle that's associated with that name and stuff like that. And sure enough, there's nobody with that name. And it was unique enough. I've never heard of the name, so I thought it was a unique name. So it was a unique name enough. It was unique enough. Hang on 1 second. It was unique enough for me to use it. And I honestly didn't spend too much time on it, to be 100% honest with you all. Okay. But that's pretty much it. Hang on 1 second. Okay, hang tight, okay? I'll be back in just a second.